Welcome to the Finding Freedom Podcast, where we help you turn your ideas into active and passive online income and showcasing those who are already doing the same. Welcome back to another episode of Finding Freedom. I'm Lee, and today is going to be a little different than the past episodes. While the goal of this podcast was to help people understand active and passive income while showcasing those who are already making money online, I felt I needed to showcase someone who quit a great job making near six figures to working from home struggling to make 20K a year. That person is me. Now, most people would think that's ludicrous, and they're not wrong. But for me, it wasn't about the money. It was about being able to spend more time with my son and getting to do the things that I loved. So in this episode, we're going to go over how I got started, what I did for work, the motivation for an imagined reality, and what's next for me. So I got started as an entrepreneur a little bit after the Army when I was playing pool and I was playing competitively and I was like, why not just do this for a job? Why not make a business out of this? So I took an idea I had to a friend and he loved it, said, I'll back it. We're 50-50 partners. I said, great, I'll do the legwork. And we knew we needed a website. So I'd already started doing web design when I was in the Army. And I said, why not? I'll go ahead and do that myself. And that way we don't have to pay a developer. So we decided that I was going to build the site. He was going to make the agreements with all the queue makers and accessories people. And that's his job. I didn't need to worry about that. So I started tinkering around with WordPress. And at the time, WordPress was nothing. It really wasn't anything like it is today. And I really loved it because I was going to create a website that people were going to come to and they were going to buy stuff from it. It was going to then go to the manufacturer, the distributor, and they were going to sell that product, or I'm sorry, they were going to ship that product, and I was never going to have to touch it, which meant all I had to do was make sure that the orders came through and we've got money coming in. Well, it was a little bit more involved than that, and come to find out that the second half of this business wasn't really doing anything at all, the business ended up failing. So we got a little far. I mean, don't get me wrong, we had t-shirts, but it failed. And it's okay because I learned a skill that I use for over a decade, and I still use today, just because of this one little idea that I had. So when I got done with that business, I started looking around for other ways to grow my web design experience. So I took the next couple of years and I decided I'm just gonna do this as a side job until I was approached by a buddy who said, hey, I've got a job opening, you know, would you like to come work at this company that I'm working at? I said, absolutely. So I got an interview. I took my tests. I passed all of those tests and I started training, did all the stuff that I needed to do. And 6 weeks into the quarter, I had already hit my cap. And I was like, okay, great. Can I make more money? No, you can only make your, you know, hourly wage. But I want to make more money was always my argument, and there was no way to do that. So I essentially quit my job making near six figures and went home to my 18-month-old son who was about to start walking, and I haven't looked back since. Now, I kind of rushed through my job just because I really don't see it as a big part of my life, except for the fact that I never wanted to work a job again. And doing web design has afforded me the ability to work from home in a way that I never thought was possible. I mean, I knew that there were people out there, and I knew that there were people who got to work from home that had their own businesses, but this was me we're talking about, right? I wasn't born for this. I wasn't taught this. This was a crazy idea that I had that I didn't want to work at a job anymore. So what did I do? I just quit. That's it. I quit my job. And there was a letter involved, but we're not going to get into that. But it was the best thing that ever happened to me. Because after I quit my job, I was then able to focus 100% of the time on my son and my job. And I played pool still, so that too. But after that, it was, what do I do now? How do I make money? Not make money, obviously, but how do I get more clients? And how do I work on growing my business? And it turns out that I really wasn't an entrepreneur at the time. I really was just a bona fide freelancer. And that was okay, because as I learned more, I grew more, and I learned to start automating my processes, and I learned how to create templates that I could just send clients information to and get them to pay their invoices. And what clients I didn't want to work with because they don't pay their invoices, you know, these are things that you learn as you grow any business. And I was learning these at a rapid rate, because there was no, well, I didn't close a deal today. Sorry, son, you can't eat. There was none of that. I had to produce. I had to make sure that there was food on the table for my son. I had to make sure that there was a roof over our head, because that's my responsibility. And I took on that responsibility the day I quit my job and decided to come work for myself. So web design was really the way to make everything possible. Now, over the course of, 5 years since I left, I have moved from Dallas, Texas out to Oahu, Hawaii. And we've lived here now for 3 years, which means 3 years, or sorry, 2 years after I decided to quit my job, we moved out here, and we've been here now 3 years. Now, a lot of times you would think Hawaii is expensive, and it is. It definitely is. But it's something about the people here that really makes you want to stay. It's the people that make this experience something that's unlike anywhere else I've ever lived. And that's why we continue to stay here in Hawaii. So, what do I do now? Obviously, I still do web design to a point. Stop taking active clients unless they're referred to me. I stopped doing all the marketing for it. But besides the podcast, what do I do now? Well, today, my business helps businesses and individuals design and implement programs to increase their active and passive income online. That's really a long-winded way of saying I help people make money online, and we can do it through active sales or through affiliate recommendations. And with that came the idea, well, kind of the emergence of an idea that I had back when I first started all of this, called An Imagined Reality. An Imagined Reality was an idea that I had that people can create their own reality, their own life, and they don't have to be cemented into a job working in a cubicle, you know, 60 to 80 hours a week, working 2 and 3 jobs. I never wanted that for myself. I don't want that for other people. And I certainly don't want that for my son. So the best way I can think of to make sure he doesn't spend that life or that amount of time in his life is to help others overcome it today, so that maybe he has a better example to look up to than me in the future. So An Imagined Reality came out of wanting to help these budding entrepreneurs, these people with an idea who were just starting out, who needed help implementing and even possibly helping fund those ideas to get started. And that's where this whole crazy concept came from. Now, with An Imagined Reality as a website, the shapingair.com website, that's where we are going to be doing more education, more not jobs, but more ideas coming to life, more projects being built out so that you can see these things happen in real time and you can study them and you can see what they're doing, what we've done with campaigns, how we've built it. I'm a big believer in word of mouth marketing. I don't like to spend money on advertisements. I don't like to spend money on things that are unnecessary, things that once you turn the faucet off, then the water doesn't keep coming, and money is the water in this case. So if I turn off advertisements and the money no longer comes in because I'm no longer spending money on the advertisements, then I haven't done anything real. I haven't created anything great because it's only working so long as I throw money at it. And most people don't have that ability to do that. So I had to come up with another way to create these ideas. And that's a lot of where the website platform came from. Now, as a web designer, I've worked with people from all across the spectrum, everything from the big guys, IBM style people, all the way down to small mom and pop shops. And I know that the average web design project starts at around $5,000. Now, that's a lot of money for somebody who's just starting out. Obviously, for a big company or even a company in the small seven figures, even the six figures, that's not necessarily a huge amount of money because the return is going to be much greater than what they've paid for it. But when you're starting out, you don't have a lot of money. And I know that because I've started several different businesses, and each one I do the exact same thing. I try not to spend any money, any unnecessary money that I don't need to spend. That's where the website platform comes in. After an interesting Christmas and winter season, I had a partner in web design kind of take an idea that I had, or actually took the entire business model, my tools, my hosting, everything. He even took a bit of my name and decided to start his own web design company. And instead of getting angry and trying to bash him or go after him, I decided I was going to change the way I did websites. So the way it works is, before, I would proposition a client, or they would proposition me for a website, and my job was to sell them, make a upfront part of the money, and close on their website. And generally 30 to 90 days later, they had a website and I had a happy client. Well, that model doesn't always work for people, so we decided to speed it up. With the website platform that is at shapingair.io, you can get a website started in under 3 to 5 minutes. And you can be selling inside of an hour. Now, that's a pretty big jump between waiting weeks or months for your website to be developed and spending $5,000 to $10,000 for your website to spending $49 a month and having it up in no time. That has completely shifted the way my business works. And because I was able to do that, and I was able to build the system that was automated, that took care of all the maintenance, the updates, the backups, and all of this on its own without me needing to touch it, I've actually been able to leapfrog in front of my business. And now that I'm being able to grow these other areas because I no longer have to spend this active time over on building websites. And this is where the Finding Freedom podcast came from. If I can do this, if I can do this for myself, then I should be able to show you how it's done. So I did a couple test models. I did a test run with a new client. They did pretty good, did it again, they did great. And I'm just constantly refining these ideas, and I'm taking these ideas that I have, researching them and saying, okay, how can I make this work? And that's where the entire An Imagined Reality came from, was this idea that if we put our mind to it, if we actually had the gumption to go out there and do what we loved, we should be able to make money off of this. We should be able to live off of this. And that's where An Imagined Reality came from. That's the idea that came out of it. So what's next? What is next for this idea that is the reason why you have this podcast today? It's the reason why you're listening to this podcast right now. And if you're still listening, I appreciate that so much. What's next? Well, now that we've built this website, we have the website platform, and we're building these training modules out that help people understand the tools that are inside their website. Now it's time to take 1,000 people and show them how to make $1,000. Now, if you're not good at math, that's okay. That's $1,000,000. That's $1,000,000 created so that people no longer have to work 60 to 80 hours a week. They no longer have to work 2 and 3 jobs just to make ends meet. They can take this idea that they have, or the skill that they've been working on and growing and developing their entire life, and use that to make money, to make an income, so that they can spend more time with their kids, they can spend more time with their spouse, or they can just spend time on the beach doing nothing, sipping Mai Tais. It's really up to you. And that's really what's next with this whole idea, this whole thought process. And I'm really excited about it because I've always wanted to help others out. And I've always wanted to be the guy that could help people get past a bad situation, or help them just get away from their life and the bad parts of it while keeping the good. And that's what I want to do. And that's what I've chosen to do with my life. So with that being said, I know this is going to be a very short podcast, and that's okay. If you're, like I said, if you're still listening, or if you've listened to other episodes, I really want to thank you so much, because this idea that I've had, this concept that I've been working on for years has really started to come into light. It's really started to take shape, and it's really going to be interesting to see what comes from it in the next, 6 months to a year, maybe even longer. Thank you for checking out Finding Freedom. If you have any questions, make sure to reach out to us on our contact page at shapingair.com or shapingair.io. And if you want to check out the websites, then let us know. We'd be happy to show you a demo and show you what you can do with the ideas that are in your head.